Welcome to CasinoReviews.net's gambling news brief. Hear this week's top stories. Korea tackles adolescent online gambling issue. The National Office of Investigation in Korea announced over 1,000 teenagers have been ensnared in the web of online gambling during a targeted crackdown spanning 6 months. With 2,925 individuals apprehended in total. Among the apprehended, a staggering 566 teenagers have been directed to counseling centers, signifying the dire need for intervention and support. The enforcement efforts resulted in the confiscation of a significant sum totaling 61.9 billion won in criminal proceeds. MGM finds major backing for planned Japanese casino. MGM Resorts International continues to progress toward its goal of opening a new casino in Japan. It announced this week that it has secured a substantial loan agreement for $3.4 billion for its Osaka Integrated Resort, IR, marking a significant milestone in the development of Japan's first IR project. This financial infusion, facilitated through a loan agreement with MUFG Bank Limited and Mitsui Banking Corporation, represents one of the largest co-financing arrangements in Japan's history. Charity draw advertising start a debate in Ireland. The Gambling Regulation Bill 2022 has stirred intense debate in the Dáil, particularly regarding its implications for charity draws and TV advertising regulations. Despite broad cross-party support, contentious amendments aiming to exempt charity draws from strict advertising rules were defeated after a heated debate. Minister of State for Justice James Brown highlighted the significance of the bill as the first comprehensive attempt to regulate gambling in Ireland's history. The legislation aims to impose advertising restrictions on gambling activities. Ukraine bans military personnel from gambling online. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued a decree prohibiting military personnel from accessing online gambling sites. The decree stemmed from the decision of the National Security and Defense Council, which recognized the negative effects of online gambling. It was also a development that arose from the online petition launched by Ukrainian soldier and activist Sergeant Pavel Petrochenko, calling for a ban on military gambling and the closure of online casinos. Petrochenko opined that such gambling activity was destroying the army and Ukrainian society. Station casinos workers vote to break up with union. In the latest salvo in the protracted battle between unions and station casinos in Nevada, unionized casino workers at the company's Sunset Station have allegedly cast a vote to derecognize Culinary Local 226 as their bargaining representative. This move echoes similar actions previously taken by workers at other station casinos properties, such as Boulder Station, Palace Station, Santa Fe Station, and Durango. The backdrop of this decision is a protracted legal struggle between station casinos and the union, marked by a series of contentious disputes and allegations. Nevada poll suggests majority support for smoke-free casinos. A recent poll conducted by the Nevada Tobacco Control and Smoke-Free Coalition has revealed that nearly 60% of voters are in favor of banning smoking within casino premises. This substantial majority reflects a collective desire for cleaner, smoke-free environments. Atlantic City, Kansas, Connecticut, and other locations have been embroiled in debates over the topic of casino smoking. Late last year, the Venetian and the Palazzo brought the subject back to the surface in Las Vegas when they began to allow smoking at certain gaming tables. Wynn Resort's planned $12 billion casino in New York faces hurdles. Wynn Resort's has set its sights on Manhattan's Hudson Yards for an ambitious new project, provided it can win one of the downstate licenses that could be offered next year. The casino and hospitality operator presented plans in March for a complex that would cost $12 billion to create, but it's now running into resistance from community leaders. Civic leaders highlighting a conflict with prior commitments to housing development in the area. Manhattan's Community Board 4 has expressed concerns that the project would work contrary to the original vision for the neighborhood. Philippines senator pushes for tougher measures against illegal pogos. In a bid to address the burgeoning concerns surrounding illegal Philippine offshore gaming operators, pogos, Senator Sherwin Gashalian of the Philippines has called for heightened vigilance from the Bureau of Immigration, BI. He emphasizes the crucial role of the BI in thwarting the entry of foreigners involved in illicit pogo activities, thereby safeguarding the nation against criminal exploitation. The urgency of Senator Gashalian's plea is underscored by the escalating incidents of pogo-related crimes, including alarming cases of human trafficking. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at casinoreviews.net.